BBC News with Neil Nunes. The World Health Organization has warned of a worrying upward trend in coronavirus cases in Africa, Latin America, and Eastern Europe. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said most of the epidemics in Western Europe now appeared to be stable or in decline, but elsewhere, some countries were now seeing a surge. There are signs that the Brazilian city of Manaus in the Amazon basin is struggling to deal with the number of deaths from the coronavirus. The mayor's office says workers in the city's largest cemetery have been forced to dig mass graves to deal with a 50% increase in demand. The Mexican president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, says he'll finance a package to deal with the economic impact of coronavirus. He said senior officials, including himself, would have their pay cut by 25%. The British government's chief medical officer, Chris Whitty, has warned that social distancing measures to limit the coronavirus could remain in place for up to a year. Mr. Whitty said the chance of a highly effective vaccine being found within the next year was incredibly small. South Africa is to deploy 70,000 troops to help keep order after struggling to enforce a lockdown. Enforcing a ban on alcohol sales is also proving difficult. South Africa has almost 3,500 confirmed coronavirus cases. The Spanish Parliament has approved a request from the Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez to extend the coronavirus lockdown until the 10th of May. The government plans to ease the measures gradually next month. Children will be allowed to go out for short walks with adults from Sunday. The U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has said that Iran needs to be held accountable after the Revolutionary Guard said they had successfully launched the country's first military satellite. BBC World News.